are listening to the Morning Kickoff Footy Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Morning Kickoff. Coming today from Italy. On the line, I've got Turner and Gazza and Squidman. So let's go straight out to the shout out. Squid, did you want to give any shout outs to anyone?
You're my mate. I know that I've listened to every episode so far and I'm loving it. So Matt Cooper, I know you've listened to everyone. Chris Adams, Sam Hughes, Zander Green. Because I know there's a few others. So yeah, thank you and keep listening, guys. Your support is very much appreciated.
A big shout out to Daz Page. Thank you for the texts. Loved the feedback. Glad that you're enjoying the show. Shout out to John Noble in Grimsby, Keith Dyer in Windsor, Stevie Pexman over in Warrington, Mark Bannerman over in Merton Way, Arsenal supporter, Mike Lever over in Plymouth, Bri James over in Watford, Daryl over in Watford as well, QPR. That's my shout-outs.
My shout-outs this week is a couple to my ex-boss, Nick Ryan, who's a big Man U fan, and also his hometown, Peterborough. So Peterborough, where he lives, and he's a season ticket holder there with his boy, so that's good stuff. And my current boss, Andrew Tasker, who's Chelsea and also frequents down at Aldershot.
Shout-out to my father-in-law called Dennis, who is another Spurs fan, unfortunately. He'll talk to me. and all is a lot in the channel, tunnel. Just he's a firefighter. So fighting a good fight. You know you're a Spurs fan.
Good man.
Good man. Can I do one more, just a special one, to say to my dad, who finally came out of hospital today after being in there for a week.
Good news.
Good news. And thanks for all the well wishes. That was much appreciated.
Let's start with a roundup of news that has happened now. Lukaku, last week we spoke about going to Spurs. It looks like he's actually going to Roma.
Yeah, that's the big story now. Definitely, yeah, Roma. I think he's nearly a done deal, I believe.
He should be going out for his medical.
Makes sense. So that's that one.
This is a nothing chance anyway. Who even cares?
Exactly.
One of those players now.
I only care that he didn't come to us. I did really want him, to be fair. Any other transfer news? Obviously, we touched on it earlier. Jed Spence going to Leeds. I think that's nearly a done deal, I believe.
Pretty much done, I believe. He's going down. He's apparently having a medical as we speak. That's a big signing for us. That's quite huge.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That shores up the defence. Right is where we're really struggling as well. Luke Ayling's passed it. Cody Drama came on the weekend, got taken off 20 minutes later. It's a big signing for us.
And then the other ones I had was, obviously, there's rumours of Højbjerg going to Man U. And they're looking at him at the moment.
And Cucurella going to Man U as well, I think.
Yes.
I've seen that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that today.
That's a poor signing from them.
That would be
great. Yeah, not quite sure.
That's like getting rid of Harry Maguire if you're a Man United supporter.
I think he's just trying to find cover for Luke Shaw, isn't he? Because he got injured. But they were looking at a few left backs, haven't they? But yeah, that's the latest one. So yeah, it'd be interesting. The only other one I heard today which is quite a strange one. Eric Dyer to Bayern Munich. I mean, apparently Kane's spoken to Tuchel, but I can't see. I don't know. Just can't see that happening. But that's one that came out.
I don't know. I mean, I could see him over there. I mean, he's not going to get in their starting lineup, but
no. So that'd be interesting. There'd be another one off Airbooks, and then Spurs turned down a bid of 7.7 million for Sanchez from Rennes in France. Thought they might have gobbled that up, but I think they're holding out for 10. So,
aren't you trying to get Brennan Johnson?
Yes. Yeah. I think that could be quite a good. It'd be interesting, actually, if he comes in, because wasn't he the one that upended, what's his name? He's up front for us now. Got his bloody name. Richarlison. Wasn't he the one that upended Richarlison when he did that,
I don't know.
That showboating last season, and he was doing keepy-ups by the touchline, and Brendan came in and wiped him out just took him out two-footed. So that'd be quite interesting.
50 million seems excessive.
Yeah. Well, they know we've got 100 million for Kane, don't they? So I guess
all the prices are going to go up.
Yeah, especially this late in the day. They don't need to sell him, do they?
No,
they don't want to sell him, but he wants to come. So
Squid, dialing in from Chai. Anything to report on Arsenal?
So, obviously, we're looking at getting a few people out.
Who's the out?
I think Nuno Tavares is pretty much on his way to Nottingham Forest as we speak. Balogun's off to Monaco. I think Sandy Lokonga's linked with Brighton still. So, yeah, more outgoings this week, I think, than anyone coming in.
Let's go into the weekend results that have just passed. Chelsea, Luton Town, 3-0. I think we all said it was going to be a whitewash. Bournemouth.
Although at one point it looked a bit sticky.
Who?
That in the second half, Luton weren't playing too badly, but I think Chelsea got our second goal and that was it. Game done.
Mm. I'll be careful talking about second half though, you mate.
We'll talk about that later. Bournemouth, Tottenham, Gazza.
Yeah, another good way win. Happy with that. We got the problem like Arsenal at the moment. Ricarlison's getting a little bit of stick now, but I just think he's over trying. I think he's trying too hard. I think 3 goals for Tottenham since he joined, and he scored 10 for Brazil in that time. I mean, he's playing again tonight, so we'll see how that goes at Fulham in the cup. But yeah, I just think he needs just to relax and just play his game. I mean, it will come. We need someone to bounce off his arse or something just to go in, just give him a bit of that confidence. Mm. But it's early days, so see how it goes. I think we still need another attacking player just to cover, which obviously we spoke about that earlier. Johnson, isn't it, from Forest?
Yeah.
So
that's looking likely, I think.
Yeah. I mean, 50 mil is quite a lot of money, but I suppose he's only 23, isn't he, young? So, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Next game, Brentford, Crystal Palace. I think we all said it was going to be...
Boring.
Boring. 1-0, it was going to be a non-event, and it was. Brentford 1-0 up, Crystal Palace equalised, a 1-1. Next game, quite surprising. Very, very surprising, bearing in mind someone chosen for killer. Bit of a win-win for him, and he lost. Joel Fulham picked Arsenal for killer. See Fulham go 1-0 up. Thought it was happy days. Arsenal to go 2-1 up. Fulham to draw 2-2. Squid.
With 10 men.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the same as last season, just not conceding very early at home. Then we've done it 3 times down the last 10 games.
Second half syndrome.
And then, yeah, and just not holding on to a lead. I mean, they've got 10 men and we're just pissing about at the back with the ball again rather than just doing what like good teams should do. Yeah, it's a bit frustrating at the moment, but I did say last week it was going to be a toughie.
Yeah.
Everyone else thought it was going to be easy.
You did, actually.
Fulham have done well the last 2 seasons at the Emirates. So
terrible result, that.
It is a terrible result. You've got to win those games if you're challenger for the league. I'm just glad it happened early enough.
Yeah, let Man City get more headway.
Next game, Man United, Notts Forest. That was a great game. Notts Forest with 10 men going, what was it, 2-0 up?
Yeah, and then United obviously scraped through 3-2. But yeah, 5 goals. They're still struggling, United, aren't they? They haven't found I don't know what they haven't found anything really, have they? They're just...
Plodding.
No, they look dodgy.
And sort of seems to be on a bit of panic buying now. I mean, linked with all the players they've been linked with. But
that's what I've heard. Everything's about trying to buy some lastminute.com players for Man United. Obviously, Ten Hag's not happy with what he's got, and I guess injuries as well.
No.
Next game, it was a bog standard for me. I don't know why I didn't do it in killer and why I chose Brighton. Hey, Everton, Wolves. Everton, yet again. Same as what I said, same old story for the last 2 seasons. This team is going to be bottom. It's going to be bottom four of the Premier League this season. Everton do not stand a chance.
Tin pot team, tin pot manager, average fans, terrible ground, stole the club, Everton. And they've just bought a striker today from Udinese, Beto, 30 million again. Average at best. It will score maybe 5 goals in the Premier League. Just so I don't know what they're thinking. It's such a panic buy.
Do you know what? I think the big turning point for them was when Carlo Ancelotti walked a few years ago. Because they were buying well, they were doing well, and obviously Real Madrid then come in for him. You're not saying no to Real Madrid if you're managing Everton, but
for the second time as well.
The Everton lineup is like very, very bad. Like if you go through the 11 that played, that's a championship team.
Yeah.
At best.
Truly, it really is. I don't believe, like I said, I've said it right from the beginning, it's one of the dead certs to go down, Everton, and they're not going to sustain playing in the Premier League the way that they've been the last 2 years, 3 years. A result that was a unexpected result, Sheffield United, Man City, 2-1.
Yeah, the scoreline's very close. I mean, it just seems as Sheffield United equalised with, what was it, 7 or 8 minutes to go, then City just turned it on a little bit, got the goal, and then it's just,
You see just after City scored to make it 2-1, that chance of Sheffield United?
Yes. Yeah, I know. Kung Fu just hit the thing. He was doing the bloody thing, yeah. Yeah. I think he's been watching Cantona or something, hasn't he?
Oh,
it's unbelievable.
That's where you want Turner on the back stick, just put it away.
Yeah.
It is further over.
Next fixture.
The other game, Brighton West Ham, wasn't it?
Yeah. Brighton West Ham. I went for Brighton in killer. Now, bearing in mind, we was one of the three then, Turner, me, you, and whoever else was the other person. But anyway, I thought it was a good move. What? Turned out to be a crock of shit. Brighton lost 1-3 at home to West Ham.
I said it was a draw last week, I think. Yeah, West Ham had been doing all right, actually. But, we watched it. It was a good game, actually.
The quality goal, game, to be fair.
Moving on.
Mind you.
Burnley and Aston Villa. I think I had this down at 3-1, 4-1 for Aston Villa. Someone was banging on about Burnley being set up differently and this and the next thing. But Aston Villa, as Squid said, great manager. Moved on a long way now since Steven Gerrard managed them. They're a completely different side. Great manager in charge of them, and they're just smashing out the results like they need to. And they'll be in the top eight without a shadow of a doubt. Villa will be back in Europe, I personally think. Are they in Europe this year?
Yeah, UEFA, whatever it's called.
Oh, the Vanarama League.
Yeah.
The Coca-Cola Cup thing, piece of shit, what West Ham won. next, and the final
game of the season so far.
What, Newcastle-Liverpool?
What a game.
Yeah.
Let me just quickly, before we go into this game, so Darwin Núñez scores 2 goals. Do you know why?
Because the ball went behind the line in the goal that he had to kick it into.
Who gave him a debrief before the game? I'll give you a clue. One of the greatest managers to ever walk the planet.
It weren't you, Turner. Stop bigging yourself up. You can't even pick a fucking decent team on a Wednesday.
The current Uruguay manager.
Oh, Bielsa.
Bielsa. Yeah.
Are you watching? Outscore Haaland now.
That ain't going to happen.
Steady on, Turner.
That ain't going to happen. You're living in a dream world. I know you're a lead supporter, but you're living in a dream world.
Two cracking goals. Took the goals really well, didn't he? Really. That's really bizarre. The Premier League is so, what's that? If you look at the bottom four clubs on zero, three of the promoted clubs are in that bottom four on zero.
And that just shows that difference now. It's getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Between when they come up to
core, isn't it? The league.
The next set of fixtures, let's get these out of the way. The next fixture I've got is Friday the 1st of September. The Great Luton Town playing at home.
Yeah, it's ready for this week.
So they're playing their host to West Ham. West Ham in great form right now. Luton just getting battered, really. Like in Everton, aren't they? Luton, Everton.
1-0.
Turner.
Yeah, I just think being their first home game, it's going to be quite tough, but... Yeah, I just think West Ham might just nick it.
I just don't think if you're a Premier League player, you're going to want to go to a place like a shithole. You're literally playing on the pitch. You can reach out and touch the fans. They may as well be on the pitch, with you. I don't think they fancy it at West Ham.
I think they'll love it.
Yeah, I might go to turn. I think that could be their first point.
Nah, I reckon that's got 3-0 all over it, West Ham.
Fair enough.
I'm going to predict.
What's the crowd capacity there?
Not 6,000 and a dog. And two push chairs and one wheelchair.
It's embarrassing, won't it?
It's embarrassing. It's not Elland Road, is it?
Not right.
What are we doing? Are we going to go one? Are you lot going 1-0 or a score draw 0-0?
I'm going 1-0.
Turner.
What? 1-0.
Gazza.
2-1 West Ham.
3-0 West Ham for me. Sheffield United and Everton Saturday, 12:30 kickoff. Never ever pick a 12:30 kickoff for your acca because it'll kill your acca. Terrible time to pick a football result. But got Sheffield United and Everton. I fancy Sheffield United 2-0.
I'm going 0-0.
Me too.
Gazza.
1-0 Sheffield.
I can see what Gazza's doing here. Right, next game is Man City and Fulham. I fancy this to be like a 2-2 draw.
I would take that.
I do. I fancy it to be a 2-2 draw.
4-0.
Turner's going to go 4-0 Man City. Gazza?
Oh, me too, Turner. We've got to do it now.
No, there's no... Well, no, Pep's not there, but I think City... 2-0.
Squid, what are you doing? 4-0?
Yeah, 4-0.
Good, good. Next one, Chelsea and Notts Forest. I fancy on paper it should be Chelsea 4-0. The reality is, I reckon Forest will come in with an early goal and Chelsea will go 3-1 winners. Gazza?
1-0. It's going to be another little surprise there.
I think there'll be quite a few goals, you know. I'm going to go 3-2 Chelsea.
Good lad. Turner?
2-1 Forest.
Burnley and Tottenham. I fancy 2-0 Tottenham on this one.
No, Burnley not won a home match yet. They've lost the first two. 3-1 Tottenham. Don't like tipping my own team, but I'm going to sort them down. Squid's really struggling with this one.
I think it's their first win of the season, you know. I'm going to go 2-1 Burnley.
I'm going to go 2-1 Spurs.
Next one is Brentford and Bournemouth. That's going to be a draw.
No. 2-0 Brentford.
Yeah. 2-0 Brentford.
I'll go
that.
1-2-2 draw. Brighton, Newcastle. Boy, do you know what? This is really difficult. Brighton, Newcastle. Newcastle on their day, I think, will probably nick it 3-0 against any other Brighton team. But right now, Brighton that's playing, especially after coming off of hiding from West Ham, I can see this being a draw, a 2-2 draw.
2-1 Newcastle.
Gazza.
I reckon this could be like 3-3.
So
Squid.
You were saying, Dino, last season, Brighton got absolutely battered and then they came to the Emirates and absolutely battered up. So I always think that when they've been beaten like that, they come back quite nicely. I'm going Brighton 2-1.
Good lad. Turner.
3-3, I reckon.
Who two?
Who is?
Gazza.
2-1 Newcastle.
Crystal Palace Wolves. Yeah, Crystal Palace Wolves. It's going to be a draw. A 1-1 draw.
0-0.
Turner.
I'll say 0-0.
Gazza. Squid.
I said 0-0 earlier.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Is this the Palace Wolves?
Yeah, Palace Wolves.
Yeah, Palace 2-0.
Then going on to Sunday, Liverpool, Aston Villa. This is going to be a cracking match. I didn't catch the button in time. I caught me unaware. Fucking hell. Made my eyes water. Sorry about that if that came back in your ears. Liverpool, Aston Villa, I think it's going to be a great game. I also think it's going to be like a 3-3 draw. Gazza?
No Virgil van Dijk, just putting it out there.
Yeah, that's why I reckon the 3 goals will be put in. I reckon they'll score as many as they let in. Gazza?
3-2 Liverpool.
Turner?
2-1 Liverpool.
Great game coming up on Sky. I don't know if these times are UK times or Italian times. 4:30, Arsenal, Man United.
Go on, Squid.
2-0 Arsenal.
All depends on lineup. If he just reverts that, I think we beat United. But if he plays Partey at right back and Rashford playing down that left side, that's going to cause us problems all game. But I'm going to go 3-1 Arsenal.
Gazza.
2-1 Arsenal.
Turner.
3-0 Arsenal.
We should have someone who's writing down these, but we haven't. Right, just bear with me, gents, while I just load up the Championi shippy.
Importantly,
what's your prediction, Dina?
2-0. I said it at the beginning. 2-0, Arsenal.
Full house, lad. You know what's going to happen now, don't you?
Yeah, they're going to win. Well, I'm not choosing them in killer.
I've already got my team, Gazza.
Have you? I've not really looked, actually. I'll have a look later.
I've already done mine. I did it straight away. Didn't even hesitate. I've only got one life left. Didn't even hesitate. Right, match day 4 of 46, Turner. Are we agreement on that?
Yeah.
Right. Let me move this shit closer. Oh, for fuck's sake. All right, get a good look at this. Okay. Oh, fuck me. Right, okay. Fair enough. Right. Okay. The first result we've got, we should really only be doing the top five and the bottom five, but I'll try and get the steer on it before we start. Ipswich top.
Definitely are now.
No, they're obviously not.
Let's do a top. 4 out of 4.
Basically followed by Norwich and Birmingham. Did you tip them to go down, Turner?
I don't think so. Birmingham, I did.
Birmingham, yeah.
He did change his mind after week one, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but to be fair, I didn't have any involvement in week one.
2, 3, 4, 1 of 5.
Cool. Okay, so we've got Preston, Southampton, Birmingham, Norwich, and Leicester. So I will try and make my way over to them. So the first one that we'll come up with is Norwich City, 4-0 against Huddersfield. The second one, which is top versus bottom, Leicester City 2, Rotherham 1. Rotherham, I didn't think we're going to go into free for all, but they clearly fucking have.
Yeah. Leicester got away with that a bit, by the way.
Why?
Yeah. Quite a late goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where the fuck is Birmingham? Just Adam.
Tell you what,
West Brom and Middlesbrough. Middlesbrough, I think they're languishing at the bottom with Rotherham. Without looking at the league table, I can't really say, but I think Middlesbrough just gone to shit. Absolute gone to shit.
Yeah, they're third from bottom.
Yeah, he's a goner.
Birmingham.
One, lost three.
Very club, isn't it? Flying high last season, and they ain't won a game in four.
No, it's a hangover from.
As I said last week, they lost four players that scored 50 odd goals between them.
I'm not in a big one.
I should replace them, but saying
Birmingham
Bolton in the Carabao Cup.
That's tonight, isn't it? Tonight and tomorrow night, the Carabao Cup. I think. I think it is. I think it's full fixture list for tomorrow night and the night after or tonight. Plymouth, who flew high last season and were promoted, lost 2-1 against Birmingham. Turner's team to be, as I would say, demoted. As Turner would say, relegated. Birmingham flying high in the top five. Ipswich Town, who were top when we spoke last in episode 3, played Turner's Leeds United and lost 4-3. Turner, tell us about
game. The
front four just absolutely destroyed Ipswich. You had Noto, Sinisterra, Peru, and who's the other one I'm missing out?
Bamford?
No. They all scored.
Bielsa.
Oh, God. Rutter. That's the boy. All four of them scored. Just phenomenal football. And obviously they scored in the 97th minute, so took a little bit of a shine off. It made it look a bit closer than it was. But no, we just absolutely played them off the park. I know their manager's whinging a little bit and complaining about some fouls leading up to goals, but it wasn't. We had nine shots, they had seven. So it wasn't all one-sided, but yeah, very impressive. And the fact that the two Wantaway boys scored goals. There you go. I don't ask any more than that.
Yeah, it's quite a big day now. Want to play and want to stay, I think. So,
yeah.
Yeah, and debut goal as well. For
yeah, it's good. Jed Spence to join, possibly.
Which would be perfect for us because, yes, as you say, we need three goals. So we need to shore that. And Rodon scored no goals, so well done.
Yeah, see that.
Every goal's a goal. That's what they used to say in Grimsby, anyway. Southampton, top five, 2-1 against QPR, who have not been playing too badly and were heavily tipped by the Squidman to go down because his pal had told them they were being demoted, or as Turner says, relegated. Preston, 2-1 against Swansea, quite a big game. Preston to keep him in the top five, 1-2-1. Their fixtures for the top teams, of which Leeds is one. Saturday, Leeds United, Sheffield Wednesday, big game. Ipswich Town at Cardiff City. Sunderland, Southampton. Birmingham, Millwall. That's going to be nasty. That's going to be a nasty game, and it's a 12:30 as well.
Two shit-out teams playing each other.
Yeah, and they've got history. They smash each other's fucking towns up every single time. Leicester City at Hull City.
They will do that wherever they go.
Leicester City at Hull City. I don't think it's going to be too big of an issue for Leicester City to overcome them.
No.
What the fuck's the banging?
Sorry, I was opening the cuddle.
He's got Matt C around there.
Is that Matt trying to come up for a kiss again? Squid's like, oh, I've told you not to come up for a kiss. Go clean your teeth.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
Right, where are we?
Just going in a div one. I'm just going to put it up, as Matt would say.
Matt C's getting everyone confused.
So, League One table, the standings are the top five, Oxford United. Top five standings are as follows: Oxford United, Exeter City, Bolton, Flying Eye, Lincoln City, who I tipped to go down fourth, and Stevenage in fifth. Bottom of the table in League One: Cheltenham, bottom, Fleetwood, 23rd, Burton, my dead cert to go down, 22nd, Carlisle, 21st, Wigan Athletic. Lost at the weekend.
Already out of the relegation zone.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Minus 5 points, 3 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss.
Yeah, it would have been right up in the top of the table. They would have had 10 points, wouldn't they? So they would have been up there.
I'm surprised they lost to Barnsley, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, look, it's like they've just got out of the relegation bit and then.
Yeah.
It stopped. Portsmouth, their local team, the only team under, not lost a game yet, but they're down in seventh. So
they love
draws.
A draw. They're not winning either.
Yeah. No, 2 wins, 3 draws.
They're stuck. Dropping down into EFL League 2, top five are MK Dons at top, which is Squid, I think, tipped them. Gillingham lost on Saturday, who I tipped. Also fucked my Acker up as well. Accrington Stanley in third, Notts County in fourth, and AFC Albanian Wimbledon in fifth. Three draws, two wins, but they stand in fifth. And at the bottom, we have Stockport 19th, Forest Green 20th, Tranmere 21, Colchester 22, Sutton United 23. Someone tipped Sutton United, Gazza and Squid maybe, to go up out of that league. Doncaster 24th. Grimsby drew at the weekend. Nothing really to report. I was in Italy at the time. Didn't get to see the game. I saw the goal. It was the same guy again who did the 35-yard shot the week before, and we ended up drawing. Abo Aissa in the 52nd minute, same thing again. From distance, outside the box, walloped it, put Grimsby 1-0 ahead, and we ended up drawing 1-1 in the 81st minute, conceding the goal, which is typical of what Town do. We go through a little stage.
We're already 2-0 down to City.
Yeah, I can see that. 2-1 down to Man City under-21s after 30 minutes.
Yeah. There's nothing really to report on that. It's a nothing game. I'm not even going to cover it in tonight's thing, so thanks for that, lads. So Saturday, I think we've covered all your teams. I think one of you is playing Joel as well. Grimsby are playing at home to Gillingham on Saturday. I expect that to be a tough game. They lost against Gillingham towards the end of the season, which put Gillingham into the playoffs. I don't expect much out of the game, probably a draw. At best, it'll be a draw for Grimsby right now. So that covers the fixtures coming up and the results of the last week. Moving on to now. Obviously, I drove up to Italy on Friday, so I wasn't part of the football. But what I can do is I can drag us all back to the Wednesday evening of the football. My team won. Squid will dispute and say it's his team that won, but it was my team that won.
No, it was one of those games where I thought we had a lot of the ball, we had a lot of chances, but you made a couple of great saves, then Ginola went in goal, made two or three great saves, and then Woody gave you the ball two or three times, so it should have been, a lot closer than it was. So, disappointed.
Who got man of the match for that one? Was that you, Squid?
Yeah.
Well deserved as well. Set up a few goals, I think, reading from what Turner said. Set up a few goals, ran around, made the difference. I've got to say on that game, Tom was a player who I felt distributed the ball quickly, listened to what was happening. He did a lot of tracking back as well. I thought he played really well.
It was a high-quality game, to be fair. I think it's probably the best game we've had.
Yeah, it's all balanced as well. You can't have 8 players on each side to do the same thing. We had a bit of balance on our team last week.
Who played on Friday?
Friday was disastrous. It was just not good.
Why?
Poor quality.
Who got man of the match?
Agreed. Although, who got man of the match? Jay. You've got to give an honorary mention to Neil.
Yeah, Neil had his best game.
He did.
Neil, as in your pet hate Neil. Squid.
What does it depend? Hey, I just want people to try hard. That's all you can do. Big, try hard, and then the rest, you can pick up.
Big shout out
to
Neil.
You're not going to want to. Yeah, well played, Neil.
Speaking to the people, admittedly, 6 of them were females, about the Fanny Blaster, it seems to be something that they nicknamed their personal fucking toys. We're not using dildos and vibrators and arse ticklers to fucking make ourselves better. These are...
You are.
I have got the elite of Fanny Blasters, my friend, with an aluminium head. It would not, listen, it would wipe out all fucking women in this world in 4 minutes flat if it came within just an inch of a fucking table or a seat that they were sat at. Honestly, Heskey's had a go on my Fanny Blaster in a pub, and he was, the fucking chair was vibrating. Wow. It felt nice. I was 2 seats away and it felt nice.
He was giving me the strangest little look.
Yeah.
Hey, boy.
Yeah. You liked it though, didn't you?
I did. It got me going.
No, that gave me sleepless nights. It was in stereo because I had that queer fucker looking at Squid in one way, and Squid, who, when he got his head round what fucking Esky was doing, reciprocated. He reciprocated like a fanny blaster. It was awful. It was not nice and it was not needed. It was disturbing. Mentally, it's ingrained in my head.
Dino, I've got one bit of transfer news I've got to talk about.
Oh, fuck, mate. Come on.
I love Squid miming along to it. No one can see that, unfortunately. Yeah, so just very briefly, Leeds have been linked with Nadiem Amiri, who I think plays for Leverkusen. Rejected us then after the win of the weekend, decided, oh, you know, I fancy it now. That front four looks good. So he came along to Leeds, was in Leeds yesterday, signed all the paperwork and whatnot. Anyway, he wanted a clause in his contract, which was he'd only spend 1 year in the Championship and then he was free to go. We said no. And we were so angry with his request that obviously we flew him over, all the pleasantries and everything, but we refused to pay for his flight home, sent him back in, which is top quality shithousing from Leeds, in my opinion. So, yeah, goodbye, Amiri. We won't be seeing you in English football anytime soon.
We're in this really, like, quite a nice Turkish restaurant, Dino, you know. Everyone's having a lovely time. And you've got these lot banging the table, literally shouting Spurs songs. But the waiter come over three times, told him to be quiet. Paul carried on. And then my dad side, Gary side. It's like, oh, my God.
Then your mum come over.
Oh, yeah, my mum come over a few times, had a word with my dad. Oh,
I bet she was livid, was she or not?
She was fuming.
There's a split in the group with a secret WhatsApp.
You're a shit stirring fucker, by the way.
I wasn't invited. Me and Dom are going burgling when I get back, mate. I've got some fucking wicked tights sorted out. We're bringing the group together in a different way as you're leading the split.
Are we calling it then so Turner can have some alone time with the missus?
Oh, don't. I've got Esky in my head. Now you've got Esky and fucking Turner. I don't know. Let's call it a day. Let's call it a day, lads. That's disgraceful.
Pleasure as always.
But yeah, it's been
nice, well done.
It's been emotional, lads.
It's been enjoyable.
Yeah, you call it enjoyable. I'll say emotional. Enjoy, lads. Have a good night. Catch you all later.
You too, mate.
Arrivederci.
Ciao.
Fuck off. Ciao. Right, thank you all for listening. This has been a very difficult podcast. Don't forget, you can get in touch with Squid, Joel, Turner, or Gazza. 0753 71 71 72 2. Text into the show. We'll give you a shout out on the show next week. But from me, from the guys, Gazza, Squid, and Turner, thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much for your support. And hope to see you again soon.
This episode has just ended, but we know you'll be back to listen to more conversations, so make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episode. Thank you for listening.
So you all walk around with... What the fuck was that?
Sorry.
I'm only doing a fucking podcast show, you know. I don't give a fuck. I'll fucking throw this ball through your head in a minute. Right. Nothing.
He's just himself now.
Love you. Yeah.
It's probably Teddy trying to back door now.
Well, babe, I'll be 5 minutes.
It wasn't the dog, was it?
I love you, babe. Turner is egging me on. You know what he's like. I'm not. It's last time I'm speaking to him. Good. I'm not. Never again. Okay. All right. Love you, babe. Anyway.
Should have told you he'd score against us. They can't.
Who said that?
Blackpool. Me. Turner.
Fucking none of that C word. Who said the C word? I've got the wrong fucking things on.
You've already said it tonight.
Have I? I'll edit that out. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I swear someone said the C word.
And if you look at also the other stat I saw was, if you don't, obviously Luton's not in London, is it? So we're not including Luton as a London club. But the seven London clubs, not one of them was defeated at the weekend. Either drew or won. That's my stat for the day.
That's a terrible stat.
Gary.
Okay, now time for Gary to go back in that box in the ground.
That's not a day on Dublin, that is it?
Fucking, it's not on your part, Turner, at all.
Michael Owen, I think.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
I'll get that box. I'll get a box this week, do I? Wow.
There's only one Tina Turner on this fucking station, mate, and it ain't you, Gazza. Fucking hell. Don't start with stats, Gazza. The dad jokes are bad enough. Just stick to one bad thing. Don't bring two to the show.